Claus here. On behalf of the Phone Losers of America, I'm here to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Remember, kids, prank phone calls are a holiday tradition and will never count against you when I make my list of who's naughty and who's nice.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. This cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, this is Roy. You're listening to the Snowplow Show for December 19th, 2015. And today Gizmo is sponsoring our very special Christmas edition of the Snowplow Show. And I guess since I don't really have any announcements, I'll just go ahead and get right into it. Today my plan is to call up some people in some nice neighborhoods and try to help them appreciate Christmas more. Nancy?
Who is this?
Oh, it's Roy from down the road. I live on road too.
Okay.
I just wanted to call about your Christmas tree. We can see it from the window.
Okay.
And it looks, I mean, to be blunt, just kind of shitty. Do you think maybe you could step it up a notch?
Are you out of your mind? What are you talking about?
Your Christmas tree. It looks like the kind of Christmas tree you'd see in a, like, a hobo's box or something. In a doorway. I mean, guess what? They have colored lights now.
Where exactly do you live?
Just up the road a bit. Like I don't know, 12 houses?
You don't want me to put my husband on the phone?
I don't care. I'm just saying, I have to drive past your house 2 times a day to and from work. And I see that...
First of all, let's back up.
Stupid,
I don't know
fucking
who the hell
Christmas
you are,
tree.
But you can't be possibly talking about our Christmas tree because it's not visible from the street. Period.
No, I mean when
I don't know who you think you're calling or about what.
No, I know it's you. You live at 3953. I'm just... When I look in the window, the Christmas tree is ugly.
Let me take your contact number and think about this, and then I can get back to you.
Well, there's nothing to think about. Just stop having a stupid-looking tree and fix it up. You know, take some pride in your home.
Roy, what's your last name?
Sherbell?
Yeah. And so you're on the other side of Promontory?
Yeah.
What's your number, your house number?
Well, I'm not the one on trial here. I'm just saying, you know, just it's Christmas. Just act like it.
Yeah, interesting.
It's not that interesting. Aw.
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Is this Patrick?
He doesn't live here. He's our son, but he doesn't live here anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Roy. I live kind of around the corner. And I was just calling about the Christmas tree that we can see from your window.
Okay.
You know the Christmas tree? The one that you can see from your window?
The Christmas tree that we can see from our window?
Yeah, well, no, people can see it from the street when they drive by.
Yes.
Well, it's kind of ugly, and I was kind of wondering if maybe you could just change it, you know? Maybe get something a little more modern.
You know, I appreciate that. That's a good suggestion. Let me talk to my wife, and I'll see if she can take that thing down.
Okay, we'll just change or learn how to decorate, or maybe get some lights that don't look like they're from the '60s.
Well, once again, that's a very good. Who is this?
This is Roy. I just live around the corner on Acorn. I have to drive by your house when I go to work.
Okay, Roy. I appreciate these comments. They're constructive, and I'm going to talk to my wife about all this. Okay.
Okay.
And I appreciate it because
if she gives
you're right.
If she gives you any lip, you make sure to smack her.
Merry Christmas, Roy.
Thanks. You too. Have a nice day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for those ideas. They're very good.
You're welcome.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi, Margaret.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I live, up the road a bit.
Yes.
And I just had a question about that Christmas tree in your window.
Yes.
I was wondering why it's so ugly. I mean, why can't you get a nice tree?
Who are you?
This is Roy. I live up the street. I'm over on Acacia Drive.
What Christmas tree in our window?
You know, the one in the window.
What number of circle do you think we're on?
Well, I know where you're at. You're on 32.
And what window is it that you're talking about?
The front window. You know where your Christmas tree is.
Yes, but you can't see it from the street.
I can. Because I drive really slow.
Well, no one has ever said that our Christmas tree is unattractive. You're talking about a tree that's in the house?
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe it's about time somebody did say something, you know? Because, really, I mean, come on, look at it. I mean, just look at it and compare it to the others in the neighborhood, and you have to see that it's just really, really ugly, right?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. Is this a tree that's decorated?
Yeah, but I mean decorated poorly.
What is your last name?
Sherbell? I just live around the corner, but I have to drive by your house to go to work.
When do you go to work?
In the mornings.
But I mean, what time?
Well, why should I tell you?
Why should I answer this call at all? I want to know whether you see it when lights are on.
Well, I also jog by. I jog every night. And I can see it then, too.
I have to tell you that most people say that this 9-foot tree that we have, is that the kind of tree you're talking about?
I think so. I mean, it looks smaller from the street. But it also, I mean, what are you using? Like old lights from the 60s? Why don't you upgrade to some LEDs or something?
Well, I am mystified by your call.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
This is the first time someone's been honest with you?
There are a lot of ugly houses in Lindenwood, but this is not one of them.
Oh, no, yours is kind of ugly, but, if you got a nice tree, it would make it look a little bit nicer. It would make your house
I just cannot understand. Are you professionally a prankster?
What makes you say that?
Well, it's so bizarre, your call. How do you spell your last name?
That's G-H-E-R-B-I-L.
H-E-R-B-I-L.
Yeah, I just live around the corner, though.
Where?
On Acacia Drive.
And this is not a tree that's growing outside.
No, it's your ugly Christmas tree with lights on it, the 9-foot one. I mean, you don't have to get all defensive about it. Just make it nicer.
No, here's the thing. You have never seen it with lights on, I'm willing to bet.
Why do you say that?
Because we so seldom turn those lights on.
Well, sometimes they're on. Do you leave them off because they're ugly?
I think that you are thinking about somebody else.
Do you leave them turned off so people can't see how ugly the tree is? Yep, I'm going to take that as a yes. I struck a nerve there.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Ott?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy. I live around the corner from you. I'm over on Juniper.
Yes.
And I was calling about that Christmas tree, you know, the one that we can see from your window.
Right. You mean the one that's on our flagpole, like?
Yeah, that's the one. The one with the lights.
Uh-huh.
The one with the lights on it, though, right?
Right.
Yeah, I was just wondering, do you think you're ever going to replace that with something that's, that looks nice?
You mean you're calling to complain about something?
Yeah, well, I just mean it's the Christmas tree looks like something that a hobo would decorate. It's just really, really ugly is what I'm saying. I was wondering if maybe you could, you know, fix it.
You know, I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Well, just, I'm talking about how ugly your Christmas tree is, ma'am.
Okay, well, I'm not going to change it this year.
Well, maybe next year, do you think you could, like, why'd you get one that looks like that?
I don't even know what tree you're talking about.
The one
My Christmas tree is not even visible from outside.
Oh, the one by the flagpole, though.
I'm sorry you don't like it.
I drive by there every day, and it's just it's really ugly.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but drive the other way then.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to change my route. That's stupid. You should just make your tree look nicer.
This is really hilarious.
Is it?
Is this a joke?
I don't think it's hilarious. I have to look at that piece of shit every day.
Wow. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying your Christmas tree looks like a piece of garbage.
Wow. Well, you are being rude, and I think you're meaning to be rude because you're not getting your way.
No, I'm not being like that. I'm just saying you should replace the tree.
Well, we happen to think it's fun.
I know, but you also live in an ugly house, so maybe your tastes are just different or something.
But who are you?
This is Roy. I live around the corner.
Well, thank you for telling me the house is ugly, too.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's just if you take care of your yard and you know, get a nicer tree, maybe things won't look so bad.
You are unbelievable.
Why do you say that? Okay. Got another lady to second-guess her tree decorating abilities.
Hello?
Hi there. Is this John?
Yeah?
Hey, John. It's Roy. I live down the street from you. I'm around the corner, kind of.
Hi, Roy.
Hi. I'm over on Green Oaks.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering about that tree, the Christmas tree we can see in your window.
Yeah?
I was just wondering if maybe you could, you know, get a better one.
Why would we do that?
Well, because it's ugly, and it brings down the value of the neighborhood if you got trees like that, you know, up so that everyone can see it. Or at least shut your curtains, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, I'll consider doing that.
Okay. But really, I mean, you could just get a nicer tree. They're not that expensive, you know? If you need some help with the money, I could help you out by help you get another tree.
Thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. And the lights. The lights are just as bad as the tree. Hello? Oh. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Michael. Hello?
Who's this?
This is Roy. I live kind of around the corner. I'm on Linden Avenue.
On Linden Avenue?
Yeah.
What are you calling about?
Okay, well, geez, what's wrong with you? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was calling about that Christmas tree in your window.
The Christmas tree in the window?
Well, the one we can see from the window. When we go down the street.
Okay.
I was just wondering, how come you don't get a nicer one? It's kind of ugly.
Thanks.
You're welcome, but it was a question, actually. And he's gone. Hey, the phone cut out for some reason. I don't know why.
What are you calling about?
Oh, I already told you about the Christmas tree. I was wondering,
well, why were you calling about my Christmas tree?
Well, because I have to see it when I drive by, and it's so ugly.
When you drive by, you see it, and it's ugly.
Yeah.
What's your name?
This is Roy. I already told you that earlier.
Well, Roy what? And tell me your address.
Why should I give you my address?
I'm going to call the police about you.
You're going to call the police because I have an opinion about your tree?
Yes.
It's not illegal to have an opinion.
You're goofy.
What?
That's a... Somebody calling about the Christmas tree. You're nuts.
I'm not nuts. My tree looks beautiful. I think it's nuts to live in a nice neighborhood like this and have a shitty tree. I mean, really, all you have to do is just, you know, spend the extra $50 on a good tree. Oh, I guess he hung up and didn't hear my amazing advice.
Marcy Elsbury.
Hey, Marcy, this is Roy from down the street.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I live down the street from you.
Oh, okay.
And I just had a question about that Christmas tree that I can see from the window when I drive by.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the Christmas tree. You guys have a Christmas tree, right?
No.
Why not? It's Christmas.
I don't know where you live on Fletcher Drive, Roy.
Oh, I didn't tell you. Why don't you have a Christmas tree?
Why are you calling?
Well, because I had a question. You have a Christmas tree. I know you have a Christmas tree. I've seen it when I drive by.
I don't think I want to continue this conversation, but well, thank you for calling.
Hang the fuck up then, Marcy. Jeez. Okay, this isn't going well. I'm not spreading the Christmas cheer like I hoped I would, so let's take a break and play a few voicemails while I try and figure out a better way to spread Christmas cheer.
Roy, RBCP, Brad Carter. Love your show, man. I've been listening for well over a year now.
Aww,
I gotta say, you are
thanks.
By far the best prank call host on PCN, PLA.
Yeah, you hear that, PCN? Everyone else on PCN, you all suck.
You are far better than Dwight, Carlito, Neon. You're all far better than all those guys.
I'm just kidding. Wow, you're being a dick.
I stand listening to 4 hours of prank calls. I'm just not that into it, but your show tops the list, man. I wanted to make a few suggestions. Do you think you could prank call the angry grandpa if I send you his information via email? I have his information for you. And I think with your, if you can work your magic by pulling his number up, I know his mailing address. So if you can, like I said, work your magic pulling his number up and giving him a call.
Okay.
And,
but really, you don't have to ask permission to send a number in to me.
Sick little ideas in your head of yours. And I don't know. Maybe doing something really crazy. And a few other things I wanted to mention is that goofy song that you've been playing lately in the background of some of your shows. It sounds like the Banjo-Kazooie, something that would be played in Banjo-Kazooie. Do you think you can loop that and put it on YouTube, the faster version of it? I've heard the original song of it.
Oh, the K song.
But I like the faster version of it. It sounds goofy. So, anyway, I love the show,
man.
Keep up the great work and all you do. And,
these seem like really backhanded compliments.
Happy Thanksgiving. And this is Matt, by the way, in Colorado.
Hey,
love
Matt.
The show. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the voicemail and telling me all my friends suck. And I doubt I'm going to put loops on YouTube, but if anyone ever wants one of my loops, just send me an email and I'll figure out a way to give it to you, including the fast version of my goofy song.
Hey, Brad, Roy, RBCP, you
hey
crazy
there.
Puerto Rican.
That's me.
I just wanted to see when the next time you guys, we're going to have Jim Stewart on. Jim Stewart's a pretty cool guy, man. Also, maybe Carlito, because, you know, he has a lot of the car game calls, and every now and then he cuts off and does a lot of voicemails. Anyway, like a lot of Carlito's fans say, Cactus Cactus.
I'm confused now.
Hey, Roy.
Hey.
I just want to say I love your channel, love watching your stuff.
Wow. Everyone's sucking my dick today.
First introduced to you with the Black Friday pranks that you did a long time ago.
And which I need to do again, I know.
Friday's coming up this week. I was just curious if you're going to do any more of those. That's all. Cactus, cactus.
I would have if I'd gotten this voicemail earlier, but I guess it's too late now. Maybe next year.
PLA! Go away! Cactus,
Diamondback.
Okay. PLA. Go away, Cactus. Happy Thanksgiving, PLA. Go away, Cactus.
That was so cute. Just like you people who put your kids on your answering machine, so everyone can see how cute they are.
Oh, hey there, Brad. It's Adam.
Hey, Adam. What the fuck? Who the fuck's Adam?
I mean, whatever. Excuse me. Hey. Ah, now everyone knows my first name. Anywho, listening to Madhouse and the show reels, and, yeah, it was your show also posted, the Snowplow show. But, some things were not bleeped and blooped as you edit for your,
I don't catch everything.
Douche you. FYI. I'm going to have some fun tonight. All right. happy gluttony day.
Thanks.
Okay. And not you. I was saying that to someone else.
Yep, I know I don't edit everything out. I miss stuff all the time. I know I've missed stuff in this show even. I've left some addresses in there, but I didn't think it was a big deal because nothing really happened with them. The main reason I do that is because you fucking listeners, you guys will contact the people that I call if I leave enough information in there for you to do that. So thanks to you guys, I spent hours editing my shows. Thanks to people like Oregon Guy.
Brad, what's up? This is Christian from Arizona again.
Yay.
And I just want to let you know that I love you.
Yay.
And I love your show.
Yay.
And I know this is the point where you play the message and you're like, thanks. So, yeah.
No, I
so
said
you
yay.
Know. You're really awesome.
Fuck
I just
you.
Discovered you.
You don't know anything about this show. You don't know me.
Really recent. And since you played my voicemail, you're really awesome. And I love that. And I'm going to go ahead and give you a Patreon contribution.
Oh,
that's
yay.
Not why I called. I just called to let you know that for some reason, when I listen to you, it's mostly when I'm playing video games. So, for example, I'm playing Fallout 4 right now. And this whole time that I've been playing this game, if there's no dialogue, I'm listening to you. So just so you know,
I'm basically, I'm the voice of Fallout. That's awesome.
Video games is prime time to listen to your show. So I feel like a lot of people do that. It's just, I don't know, it works out really well.
Yep, I play GTA when I listen to the other shows on PCN. I'm almost always playing GTA.
So I just wanted to let you know that you're very good commentary for a game you don't even know I'm playing, and it's really awesome. Keep doing your show. I love you again. And, Cactus. Bye.
Hey, Roy. What's up? It's Patrick from Texas. How's it going?
It's going super. That was the end of the voicemail. Thanks for the voicemail, Patrick. Fucking weirdo.
Hey, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
I have a question for you. What happened to the Grouchy Old Man video on YouTube? You only have the Revenge of the Grouchy Old Man, and the Grumpy Old Man original video has been taken down. What happened? Did the guy come back and threaten to get Judge Colin on your ass or something?
I don't
Seriously,
know.
Seriously, what happened, dude? Put the video back up.
I didn't know the video was missing. Maybe it's missing. I don't know. I thought it was up there still. But maybe, you know, occasionally stuff gets taken down for copyright violations. I know I used news footage in that video. That usually doesn't cause problems. But maybe it did. I don't know. That kind of sucks if it's gone. If anyone out there knows where the Grouchy Old Man voicemail YouTube video is, assuming I even made one, I don't remember making one. But if you know where that is, let me know, and I'll let you guys know so Gloria can find it. But you know, Gloria, a real, true, hardcore fan of the PLA would go back and listen to old Snowplow Show episodes until you find Grouchy Old Man yourself. Quit being so lazy, Gloria.
Hello.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Yes.
Hi, this is David. I live down the street from you.
Uh-huh.
And I just had a question about your Christmas decorations, your lights and stuff that are all over your house.
David, where do you live?
I'm down the street on Bluff Street. I'm in the 2300 block.
Okay. I think you're talking to the wrong person.
Why do you say that?
I don't have any lights up.
That's what I'm calling about. Why not? It's Christmas.
That's why.
What do you mean, that's why? That's
David's on the way to the door. What's that? Hello?
I said, what do you mean, that's why?
I'm not putting any up.
Well, why not? It's fucking Christmas. You're supposed to have lights up. So the neighborhood looks beautiful.
I love the stars.
I know, but Christmas lights are cooler. They're in different colors. Stars are stupid and boring.
They're okay with me.
Well, they're not with the rest of the neighborhood. Can't you just put some lights up?
I'll get right on it.
I don't think you will. I think you're just lying to me. You're nothing but a Grinch, ma'am.
Could be.
Why do you hate the baby Jesus?
Never said that. Well, your words.
I think you do if you're not putting lights up to worship the baby Jesus.
That's a good one. That's a really good one.
It's a good one because it's true. Okay, well, whatever. I'll let you go. I was just hoping I could change your mind and make you not be such a Grinch and make it so you won't go to hell. But whatever. Whatever you want to do, it's your life.
You got a couple other neighbors to call, too.
I know. I'm working on it.
Good luck.
But yours is the worst, because yours would look really good with lights.
It is bad, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you could cover up that hobo sighting and kind of hide a few things with those lights.
I could cover up what?
You heard me.
You got the wrong house.
Oh, yeah, you don't have that kind of sighting. I see.
You just got the wrong house.
Okay, whatever. Have fun in hell. You baby Jesus hater.
And are you calling the Jewish people on the street as well?
I do not discriminate. So, yeah, I'm calling everyone.
How many lights do you have on your house?
Like a billion.
Well, that's a good start. I think you should add more.
Yeah, we'll see. Bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hi, Mr. Jacobson.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mr. Jacobson?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Roy. I live down the street from you. I'm on Tamarack also.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering about the Christmas lights on your house.
Sure, yeah.
And I was just wondering, like, you know, how come you didn't put them up nicely? Like, they're just kind of, they're all jagged looking and they're not really even. I hope you didn't pay. I hope you didn't pay someone to do that.
I'm sorry. Who are you?
This is Roy. I live down the street, a couple blocks away.
Is this some sort of a joke call or something? I don't understand the purpose of the call.
No, it's not a joke call. I think your lights look awful. They're kind of like an eyesore. And can you just fix them?
Oh, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Why don't you do a better job on them?
I'm sorry you feel that way. Goodbye.
Well, it's not just me that thinks that way. It's the whole neighborhood. All right.
Hello?
Hi. Is Michael around?
Nope. He's gone for the holidays. Sorry.
Oh, well, is he the one that put the lights up there at your house?
Pardon me?
Is he the one that put the lights up at your house?
No.
The Christmas lights?
No, he's not.
Oh,
Where did you get his name?
Oh, well, I live down the street. Just down the street on 21st.
Okay, because Michael's my grandson, and he doesn't live here, so I wondered how you got his name.
Oh, well, you live on 21st Street, right?
Right.
Okay, well, are you the one with the Christmas lights?
Yes.
Okay, how come they look so bad? Like, they're all jagged, and they're not even?
I'm not quite sure what you mean.
Well, you know, they're not done very well. Like, who put those up?
Well, I don't know, but I think you're kind of rude.
Well, no, I don't mean to be rude, ma'am. It's just...
Well, where did you get the name Michael? Because he's a kid.
Well, it's in the phone book.
He doesn't even live here.
It's in the phone book under his name. Is there Michael Sr., maybe?
No, and he has a completely different last name than we have.
Okay, well, I don't know. It's in the phone book. I'm just saying that your lights are a huge eyesore on the neighborhood. And just, can you just straighten them up and even them out? Maybe
okay,
by...
Okay, which house on 21st are you talking about?
Yours, the 2980.
But okay, well,
you could buy.
Where do you live?
You could buy some more lights. You know, not just.
Where do you live?
I live about three blocks down the street.
But you can call and complain, but you can't say who you are or where you live.
No, I just told you where I'm. Like three blocks down the street.
Okay,
my name is Roy.
You know what is your address?
Well, I don't see why you're getting so defensive just because your lights are ugly.
Well, because it's the holiday season, and usually people are kind and loving, and any Christmas spirit is better than none, and obviously you have none.
No, I do. You should see my house.
Calling, though,
I'm the house.
Merry Christmas.
I'm the house
Merry
with all
Christmas.
The lights, you know, with all. Okay. That one got totally turned around on me. I lose that call. She is the winner.
Hello?
Hello, Arthur?
Yes?
Hey, Arthur. It's Roy. I live down the street.
Yeah.
And I just had a question about those Christmas lights on your house.
Yeah.
I was wondering how come they look so bad. Like, are you just not very good at doing lights?
Well, that might be.
Do you think you could just even them out and straighten them up a little at least?
Well, I might and I might not.
Well, I mean, you
Where
should.
Where do you live?
They're kind of an eyesore. I'm down the street. I'm on Linden Park also.
Okay.
I live in the red house with all the really nice-looking lights.
Well, good for you.
But, I mean, don't you have any pride in Christmas or your house or anything?
Well, I don't discuss it with everybody who calls me on the telephone. That's for darn sure.
Well, I'm just trying to help.
Okay.
I mean, maybe your neighbors
are... Well, thank you very much for your help.
Okay, well, are you going to fix them soon? It's almost Christmas. It's almost Christmas. Almost. Arthur? Hello? I can still hear you breathing. You breathe really loudly. Yep, you're still breathing. Are you as bad at hanging up the phone as you are doing Christmas lights? Breathe once for yes, twice for no. Oh, now I can hear you walking. Are you going out to look at your Christmas lights? Are you walking over to the tracing machine? Arthur? Are you inspecting the caller ID box? Are you pushing the trace button? Are you looking through a drawer trying to find a whistle to blow at me? Are you looking for the phone number of the guy that did your Christmas lights to yell at him for ripping you off? Okay, well, I'm going to hang up, Arthur. I really got to go. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Hi, Olivia?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I live down the street here on Linden Park.
Uh-huh. Well, and, I don't live in Linden Park anymore.
Oh, don't lie.
No, I'm...
you're messing up my goddamn telemarketing script. Whatever.
Well...
Hello?
Hey, Ranton?
Yes?
Hey, it's Roy. I live down the street from you here on Sumac.
Hi, Roy.
Hi. I was just wondering about those Christmas lights on your house.
Oh, I think you got the wrong house. I don't have any Christmas lights.
Okay, that's my point. How come there's no Christmas lights? Because it's Christmas. And you make the neighborhood look really stupid when you don't put lights up.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, I'm completely serious.
Where do you live, Roy?
You never put Christmas lights up, and it just makes the neighborhood look like we're a bunch of hobos that live here.
Roy, where do you live?
I live just down the street from you, like 3 blocks away. I'm the nice house with all the Christmas...
3 blocks away?
I'm the one with all the Christmas lights on it.
You gotta be kidding me. You must be one real good, hell of a good Christian, huh?
I am, because you should see the lights on my house.
No, I'm not.
Well, it's
any problem with that?
Obviously you're not.
Huh?
You're basically going straight to hell with the way your house looks.
It's like, I'm going to hell. Well, you better not come to my door.
Your house looks like a trailer park. Without any Christmas lights. You guys probably worship
this
Satan.
Asshole, my house looks like a trailer park. Because I don't have Christmas lights out.
What? What?
Oh, this man is a Christian.
I didn't say that's the reason I'm calling. I just said your house looks stupid because it doesn't have Christmas lights.
Well, Roy, I hope we never meet.
Well, I hope not either, because I don't want to hang out with a Satanist.
Hello?
Hi, Robin?
No, this is her mother.
Oh, hey there. Are you the one that does the Christmas lights there? I live down the street on 5th Street also.
We're on 5th.
Yeah, I was wondering, do you know who does the Christmas lights there at your house?
Do I know what?
Who put up the Christmas lights at your house?
Oh, we put them up ourselves.
Oh, okay.
I'm Robin's mother.
Oh, I see.
But Robin might have some. Robin's on 6th Street.
Oh, well, no, I was actually calling about the lights at 306th Street.
Oh, that's us.
Okay. Yeah, your lights look really awful. How come you don't straighten them up and even them out?
What do you mean?
Well, I just mean that...
My husband put those up.
Oh, you should look into maybe a professional service to put up your lights. Because he's not very good at it at all.
Well, that's too bad. They're fine. We're happy with
we have. You're not the one that has to look at them, because you're inside the house. But, you know, every time I drive by...
they come right in the house.
I know, but...
We just have one little row of lights in front of our window.
I think that...
And the lights are on. They're inside the house.
But I think that shows how much you don't love Jesus. Because, really, if... You should
have
lights.
That's a bunch of baloney.
You should line the whole roof with lights and around the house and everything.
Well, we don't need that. Do you put up lights? Is that your job?
No. I live a few blocks down. I just have to drive by your house all the time, and I see just how horrible it looks.
Well, look the other way.
No, I don't want to. I shouldn't have to. You should just make your lights look pretty.
Well, I've talked to you long enough.
Well, not very long.
You have your own little problems, so you relax and.
Well, my problem
don't worry
is you.
About other people.
I mean, you should take pride in Christmas. These people are so frustrating.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Johnson.
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy. I live down the street. I'm here on Linden also.
Okay.
And I just had a question about the Christmas lights at your house.
Oh, okay.
And I was just wondering, did you guys put those up yourself?
Are you sure? Well, we have almost nothing. Are you sure that it's our house you're thinking of?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's actually what I'm calling about. Like, why don't you have more lights up? Because it looks like you didn't put any effort into it at all.
Oh, that's pretty much true. Oh, so you're wishing we would do more? Is that what we do, or just take down what we have?
Well, yeah, if you're not going to do it right, just don't do it at all. Because God!
Okay,
I'll relay
that to my husband.
It looks terrible. Is he home? Can I just talk to him real quick?
Okay.
It's one of our neighbors that doesn't like your lights.
Hello.
Hi, William.
Yes?
It's Roy from down the street. I just wanted to tell you that your lights look awful, and I don't see...
I'm sorry, who is this?
It's Roy from down the street. Why can't you put up more lights, and celebrate Christmas properly?
Oh, you suggest I put up more lights?
Yeah, and celebrate Christmas properly, like the rest of the neighbors do.
Oh, wow, you should see what we have inside.
Well, I don't...
Which neighbor are you?
I don't come inside your house, so it doesn't matter. Like, you should...
No, which neighbor are you? I'd like to come down and look at your lights.
Oh, my lights are beautiful. I'm in the red house with all the lights on it.
Just in a red house?
Yeah, like, leave your house, turn left, and go up like 3 blocks, and it's the red house.
Down the hill 3 blocks?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. In the red house.
Hey, can you tell that lady in the background to shut the fuck up? Because we're trying to talk.
What's the number of your house, Roy?
Oh, you'll see it. It's the red one. You can't even see the numbers because there's so many lights.
It's on the equivalent of 2 blocks, and it's the red house.
Yeah.
Which side of the street would that be on, Roy?
I'd be on the left side if you're walking from your house. Why, are you going to come down and
if you notice some of your lights missing, you'll probably know where they are then.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to come down and get some tips on how to not suck at putting lights up.
Well, in the spirit of Christmas, is I once said.
Oh,
thanks
come
for
on.
Calling. I appreciate all the kind advice you have.
Oh, it's
certainly
no problem
Santa
at all.
Santa Claus is bound to bring you something nice this year.
Yeah, well, thank you for threatening me, and I'm sure Santa will know about that, too.
Okay. Thanks, Roy.
All right. Have a nice day. Merry Christmas.
You too.
Well, at least I brightened up that guy's Christmas, which means I can just end things right now on a good note, where somebody's happy and laughing with me. Yep, that's my excuse for ending the show right now. I wish there was more of these, but I swear to you guys, I spent over an hour doing the Christmas tree calls, and I spent over an hour doing the Christmas lights calls, making fun of people's Christmas lights, and that's all I got after I took out all the ringing and the people who, were wrong numbers and stuff. By the way, one of those towns, I'm not going to say which one, which section of calls, but one of those towns is a town that you guys are probably familiar with, but I'm not going to say the name of the town. All I'm going to say is that the town has a very historic brick wall in it, and I've called the people in that town before and talked to them about their hobo houses, and I did have several of them threaten to call the police on me, but they were in calls that just didn't work out and weren't that funny, so I cut them out. Actually, I think one of them was in there still, but I don't know, whatever. I think the show is over, so thank you everyone for listening. I have one thing I need to mention to you guys before I get going. Carlito did an interview recently with Lettuce Radio. You know, you all know Lettuce Radio. He did an interview, and it's kind of about the history of the Madhouse show and a little bit of the Prank Call Nation history. And if you like Carlito's stuff, you should definitely listen to this. This is really interesting. And the guy interviewing Carlito, he seems to know more about Madhouse than anybody does, which was kind of cool. He was bringing up a lot of obscure stuff that I'd never even heard of before. But it's a fun interview to listen to. It's about 2 hours long, I think, and I will have a link to it in the show notes. And don't listen to Carlito in that interview when he says I'm not doing live shows anymore. He's full of crap. I don't plan to quit doing live shows. I've just had a couple of months where I've really sucked at putting shows out. And I swear, I try to sometimes, and things just don't work out, and I'll just waste an entire day on doing stuff that doesn't produce a show. And speaking of that, just because I'm calling this the Christmas show, that doesn't mean there's not going to be any more shows until Christmas. I promise there's going to be, well, I shouldn't promise because I suck lately, but I do plan to do more shows this coming week. And me and Carlito, we're going to try and do a Christmas Eve show on Prank Call Nation. So if you're not doing anything on Christmas Eve, try to be listening to Prank Call Nation that night. And most likely, you'll hear me and Carlito on there. If not me, then Carlito will be on at least. But I'm planning to be there. And we try to do that at least once a year, just me and Carlito. Doing calls and causing problems and getting NORAD all worked up over nothing. And it'll be fun. So everyone try to be there on Christmas Eve. PrankCallNation.com, the website that will always exist and will always be a big prank call network and will never go anywhere.
You know what time of year it is? It's Christmas time. I gotta tell you something real about Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like the Panamas and Isthmus. Fuck you if you don't like French fries. Fuck you if you don't like sweet potato fries. Fuck you if you don't like driving a car. Fuck you if you don't like riding in a car. And fuck you if you don't like antiques. That's right. Fuck you if you don't like dead people in coffins. I don't like them either, but you have to be respectful. Fuck you if you don't like compact fluorescents. They cost more, but you save the earth. Fuck you if you don't like staying up late. Fuck you if you don't like waking up late. And fuck you if you don't brush your teeth. That's nasty. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. Yeah, that's right, it's not even about Jesus, it's about the holiday. You gotta respect the holiday. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas and Kwanzaa. Fuck you if you don't like Eid and Hanukkah. Fuck you if you don't like Thanksgiving. You gotta be grateful. Fuck you if you don't like Goodwill to Men. Fuck you if you don't like presents in the den and stockings hung by the motherfucking fireplace with care. Fuck you if you don't like working for a living. Fuck you if you don't like the spirit of giving. Fuck you if you don't like yams from a can. And fuck you if you don't like honey-baked ham. Fuck you if you don't like eggnog. Fuck Fuck you if you don't like other kinds of nog, and fuck you if you don't like reindeer dogs. Fuck you if you don't like Christmas. 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 You know it's not even about, you know, you don't have to put up a cross, you just gotta get out and go to the mall. You know, we need different stuff in the economy now, things are changing. You gotta get out to the mall and just go in the doors, and just open up your mind, you know. You gotta go down to the hat store, give the hat store some money. You gotta go and get some shoes. You gotta get some stuff for your table, man. You gotta get stuff for the Christmas table. No, you can use it on Easter. Multi-usage things, you can go down. You know, you go down to the candle store and you can use those if the power goes out. You just gotta spread it around, you can't just think of yourself. You can't just think of yourself just this one time because it's Christmas.